We present The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted in 6 parts for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grant. The Doomed Oasis, Part 3.
Grant, are you quite sure you want to come to Sarepa?
There's no reason for me to stay here in Sharjah, Sir Philip, unless, of course, you would rather I was out of your way.
It's of no consequence to me what you do. I must look at those 4 locations young Whittaker wanted me to sign my life away for.
And I suppose that justifies your rooting around in my briefcase.
Well, it's as well I did. For God, man, you were asking me to put my company slap in the middle of a border dispute.
I was not asking you for anything, Sir Philip. I was following my client's instructions that the envelope containing the locations was not to be opened if you refused to sign the concession agreement. Remember?
Don't pout at me, young man. There's no place out here for an outraged sense of honor.
So it would seem.
Ah, here's Otto. You've been long enough.
It's taken me forever to file a flight claim. It's an absolute shambles up there.
Isn't it always? Can we get aboard?
Sure. Just got to do the pre-flight.
Well, come on, young Grant.
Very well.
Do you mind taking the back?
Not at all.
Only I need to stretch this damned leg.
Does it bother you a lot, the leg?
Burden of the years. One must expect it at my age. Damned inconvenient in planes and such like. I suppose you think I owe you an apology.
Don't you?
Perhaps you're right. But this is the Gulf, not the Inns of Court.
And you're an oil man, not a lawyer.
Exactly.
I see. Oil excuses anything, does it?
It breeds its own set of values, which may not coincide with your own.
I'll remember.
Well, you'd do well, too. Have you read David Whittaker's survey report?
I tried to, but it was much too technical for me.
He claimed to have based his research on some old reports on the company's files.
Yes, is that likely?
Well, it's possible. We had a survey team in that area a few years ago. We had to pull them out when trouble blew up between Sarepa and Hud.
About the border?
No, straightforward blood feud. Very nasty, nonetheless. It is quite possible that those old reports were just filed away and forgotten.
Until David dug them up.
Yeah, it would seem like that. The strange thing is that he may have stumbled over the very thing his father has been searching for the past 30 years.
Right. Nearly there.
Good. You've got a copy of the Whittaker search report?
I've got a map reference, where he went missing.
Well, that'll do. Doesn't bear thinking about. A mere slip of a boy.
Do you think that David and his father were working together, Sir Philip?
God knows.
Because if so, Colonel Whittaker may already be drilling on David's locations.
He won't be. Not in that area. He's got more damn sense. If he proved his precious theory on that border right now, he'd be putting a match to a powder barrel, and he knows it.
Right. Good, everyone?
Fine.
Seatbelts fastened?
Yeah. Right. Stand by.
This is Golf Orange 23 Tango. Bring it to taxi out now. Over.
You awake, Sir Philip?
Yes.
Just dozing.
We're over the Rub al Khali. We'll be crossing into Sarepa in a few minutes.
Where are we? On the map.
We're just about there.
Is this what they call the empty quarter?
Yeah.
I can see why.
I'm on course for the reference given in the search report. Whittaker truck was found, thereabouts.
Where are the binoculars?
Side pocket. Any time now.
Can you cut the speed?
Throttling back.
There's no sign of anything.
Wouldn't expect there to be. Not after all this time. You want to go down, Sir Philip?
No point. Just circle round once.
Then what?
Then we'll head for the border, Grant. And have a look at those locations David Whittaker bequeathed to us, eh?
We're over the border now.
Good.
Sir Philip?
Yes?
Aren't those tire tracks down there?
Where?
There, do you see? Running off to the right, along that ridge in the sand dunes.
He's right. Can you follow them, Otto?
When I can see them.
Running off to the right, at about 30 degrees.
Right 30.
Now, keep following the line of the dunes. They curve round to the left now.
Taking her up.
Down there.
Look.
What is it?
You see? Down there. Those men.
Oh, yes.
That's a survey truck, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's Gulf O' Man.
What the hell are they doing there?
Search me.
Can you land here, Otto?
Could be a bit hairy.
I don't care. Land. I want to talk to the man in charge, whoever he is.
Jack Entwistle, I should think. Couldn't be anyone else. Hold tight. I'm taking a quick deco at the ground down there.
Give you a hand, Sir Phillips.
All right, I can manage.
Oh, careful.
I'm all right.
There's a Land Rover coming up.
Yeah, it's Jack Entwistle, right enough.
Yes, damn it. But what's he doing out here? Must be 100 miles from his survey area.
I have to ask him that yourself.
Hello, Sir Phillips. My goodness, it's grand to see you again, sir.
Entwistle, isn't it?
That's right, sir. Been a few years, isn't it?
Not so.
Hello, Jack. This is George Grant.
How do you, Mr. Grant?
Hello.
Who gave you orders to run a survey here? Was it Aircut?
No.
Well, who then?
Nobody.
Then what the hell do you think you're up to so far from your survey area?
Well, sort of hard to explain, Sir Philip.
Try me.
Well, it was me that did the ground search for David Whittaker.
I read your report. It still doesn't explain what you're doing here.
There were one or two things I couldn't put down in writing, not officially.
Such as?
Well, for a start, there were no wrong with the truck except an empty tank. It was just as if David kept driving until he ran out of petrol.
Why would he do that?
Oh, please, Grant.
Well, to be honest, Mr. Grant, I'm damned if I know. There were no signs of foul play or attack or anything like that.
Yes, that is odd, isn't it, Sir Philip?
It doesn't tell me why he was so far out of his survey area.
I'm coming to that. It was my team young David was surveying with. Urquhart brought him in when I went down with John
Dick. I know.
Well, apparently it brought him straight here to the border and started surveying. And they were told to keep their mouths shut about it.
Why?
David reckoned he was onto something big.
So why did he go off into the empty quarter by himself?
The team were ordered not to go with him.
By whom?
Prince Khalid.
Khalid?
Who's he?
The elder son of Sheikh Mahmud of Sarifa.
And David Whittaker's best friend.
I see.
And how do you know all this, then, Twittle?
I speak a bit of Arabic. I overheard the men talking among themselves. I had to threaten to break their necks before I got the whole story from them.
Still, that doesn't account for your being here on the border.
Look here, Sir Philip. If David Whittaker thought he was onto something big, it must be worth looking at. I don't know who the heck's meant to have read his reports, but no one's done anything about it.
No one's seen his reports, Entwistle.
At least, not officially.
Thank you.
I didn't know that, Sir Philip.
It never occurred to you, I suppose, that there might be political considerations?
Not my province. My job is to find oil.
So, you're checking young Whittaker's locations?
According to the boys, there were 4 which had been marked as possible anticlines on some old reports that he'd dug up.
How far have you got?
I've checked the most southeasterly location.
And?
Negative. We just started drilling the first shot over here.
That'd be location C.
What?
This is location C. At least, that's what young Whittaker called it on his survey report.
You mean, you had it all along?
No. I had it. David sent it to me in England.
Well, I'll be damned.
Mr. Grant is young Whittaker's solicitor, fresh out from England.
And a bit green as far as oil is concerned. But don't worry, there's one like me born every minute, isn't there, Sir Philip?
How do you mean?
It's a private joke, Entwistle.
Oh.
You ever seen a seismological truck, Grant? The inside, I mean.
No.
Well, I think you ought to. Might help you understand that this business is nothing like the exact science you seem to think it is.
You can have a quick shift over, man, if you like. It'll only take a few minutes.
I'd love to.
And you, Entwistle. There's no point in pulling you out halfway through your shot hole, not at this stage.
No, Sir Philip.
Finish your check here and then pull out. Right out. Understood?
Yes, sir.
And the results, direct to me. No one else. Is that clear?
Perfectly, Sir Philip.
Now, if you could keep Grant amused for 10 minutes, I'll draft some orders to cover you and a letter of explanation for Sheikh Mahmood, in case you need it. Although I dare say he knows damn well what you're up to.
I'm much obliged to you, Sir Philip.
That's all right.
Right then, Mr. Grant. Let's be moving, shall we?
Thank you.
10 minutes, Grant, or I'll leave without you.
Right you are.
Oh, and, Entwistle.
Yes, sir?
A moment, if you please.
Come in. Get in, Mr. Grant. I'll be right with you.
There is a funny old beggar, Sir Philip. But an old man to the tips of his boots.
What was all that about?
Absolution. Official and unconditional.
Good. This business about David's truck, there's more to it than just empty petrol tanks, isn't there?
Yeah. There was no drinking water either. The jerrycans were dry.
Yes, he must have used it all.
No. Now, there's no way that David would have driven into the empty quarter without enough water.
Hmm.
Ah, it's rum do and no mistake.
Right.
That's the truck. Come on, I'll show you around.
My God, it's the plane! Hey, hey! He's going to take off without me.
Yeah, that's right.
But why?
I told you, he's an oil man to the tips of his boots.
But why's he done that?
It'll only be for a couple of days. He said to make you as comfortable as possible.
You knew what he was going to do?
That's why he called me back. Sorry.
Yes, but why?
Politics, most likely. I suppose he just wants you out of his hair for a while. Hey, up. He's coming back.
Why are they waving at us?
Don't ask me.
Look! They dropped something.
Come on.
It's a cigarette case.
Here, let's have a look. What's this?
Looks like some sort of message.
Yeah.
What's it say?
Armed tribesmen 3 miles north of you. Stop drilling. Proceed at once to Sarefa. Warn Sheikh Mahmood. Thank God they spotted him.
Why? They won't bother us, will they?
Yeah, perhaps. Perhaps not. I'm not hanging around to find out. Come on. Hey! Abdullah! Yella! Yella! Etaraku! Etaraku! Yella! Yella! Yella!
Come on, shift it! Yella! Yella! Shut the bloody thing anywhere! In there! Hona! Hona! Because you hear it?
Good guy,
that was close.
Too bloody close.
You all right?
So far. Seems like a roof full of broken glass.
I'd settle for that if I were you.
Who are they?
The Emir of Had's men, most like. They must have cottoned on to us when they saw the plane turn back.
But they've got no right. We're on Sarefa territory.
There's so much dispute that. And even a lawyer would find it hard to argue the point with his throat cut. There's a spanner on you, see. You'd do well to clear the rest of that glass from window.
Yes. Got it. Thanks.
Can you see anything else, Art?
No.
You sure?
Just a lot of empty desert.
Good. I think we've lost them, but keep your eyes skinned.
Will they come after us?
Maybe. But it's less likely the nearer we get to Sarefa.
I'm relieved to hear it. There was no mention of this in the travel brochure. How long to Sarefa?
A couple of hours. 2.5, maybe.
Will we get there before dark?
Insha'Allah. That's it. Up ahead.
Sarefa?
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Looks as though we're expected.
What?
Reception committee.
Oh, yes. They've got guns.
What did you expect? Belly dancers. All right, all right. Who's the leader here?
Anna. Sheikh Mahmood muntazarak min mudda taweela wa yabghi yatahaddath ma'ak.
What's he saying?
The Sheikh wants words with us.
Why?
I'll give you 3 guesses.
وَبَعَثْنَا الثَّانِيَ جِيبَكُنَا. تَعَالَ.
Here we go again.
This is it. The Sheikh's palace, such as it is. You're not impressed?
It's not what I expected. It's falling to bits over there.
Those are the walls of the day garden. Don't worry. It's not all as bad as that.
Good.
Right. This is where we get out.
Okay. Right.
Ibani Akhuli Min Fadlak.
Yella. Hiya. Come on, Grant.
Me as well.
Yeah, and mind your P's and Q's with the Sheikh.
But what do I do? I haven't much experience with this sort of thing.
Oh, don't worry. Just take a cue from me.
You'll be all right.
Enter Berina.
What?
He says to wait here.
Oh.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Sheikh Mahmud. Who's the other one? Khalid, his son, the eldest.
Sheikh Mahmud, hay shufak halhin.
Come on.
This is worse than going into court for the first time.
Oh, you are welcome in Sarifa. My house shall be as your house.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Please, be seated.
Thank you. Powwow time. Let me do the talking.
With pleasure. Are we meant to sit on these cushion things?
What else? Well done.
So, you have come at last to Sarifa.
As you say, Your Highness.
A little too late, I think.
I have a message for Your Highness, from Sir Philip Gord.
Please. How is Sir Philip Gord?
In excellent health, Your Highness, just like the old days.
Good, good. This is all?
All he had time for. He dropped it from his aeroplane in this gold cigarette case.
He must have great urgency.
Yes.
You also?
Very much so.
Khalid, طريق الرسالة.
هذا يفضل المشاكل كثيرة.
هذه مشكل فعلا.
ما مستعدين لهالمواجهة.
والنصرانية لما راحوا عند الشيخ عبد العزيز فلازم يمشوا يعتذروا لأنه ما أخذوا إذن مني أنا.
What's that?
You understand what I say?
Yes, and with great respect, Your Highness, I won't do that.
You will go freely, or you will go under escort, but you will go.
Go where?
To Abdul Zayed, Emir of Ad.
But why?
To explain why we were on the border without Sheikh Mahmud's authority.
I wish no trouble with the Emir, Mr. Entwistle.
No, you just want the oil.
Colonel Whittaker's already drilling for oil.
Then why isn't he drilling where his son ran a survey, on the border with Hat?
You must ask that question to Colonel Whittaker himself.
I should very much like to, Your Highness.
Who are you? I do not know you, I think.
No. My name is George Grant. Ah. I'm David Whittaker's solicitor.
Ah. And his friend, I think.
يا طويل العمر! يا طويل العمر!
شو فيه شو؟
واحدة من الفلج ما فيها مي.
The
water stopped one of the fallages, the irrigation channels that watered the date garden.
How come?
I don't know, and frankly, I don't much care. Come on.
Where are you going?
Anywhere. We've got to get out of here while we've got a chance.
Oh, very well.
Come on, shift yourself.
I'm not sure.
Look, Grant, if you think I'm risking my neck on some crazy diplomatic apology to that emir, you need your head examined. Now, come on. Ah, well, then look. The Land Rover's still here.
Yes.
Nobody about, as far as I can see.
No sign of anyone.
Now, they've all gone to see what the fuss is about, like a lot of nosy kids. Come on. Come on!
No, Jack, I'm staying.
What? Do you want to get yourself killed or something?
No, but...
Well, you're going the right way about it.
Look, I didn't ask to come here, but now I am here. I'm not leaving until I've spoken to Khalid.
About what? What the heck do you need to speak to him about?
About David Whittaker, of course. He's the whole point of my being here.
Oh, you're crazy.
I've got to stay. You go while you can. I'll make your excuses to Sheikh Mahmud.
You've got guts. I'll say that for you. Not much sense, mind. Are you sure?
Positive.
Good.
Oh, Lord.
Perhaps you should have gone with your friend.
What the...
It might have been wise.
Colonel Whittaker? Colonel Charles Whittaker?
You have the advantage of me, sir.
George Grant, of Grant and Pettigrew, your solicitors.
I wasn't aware that Henry Grant had a son.
He hasn't. He never married. I'm his nephew, junior partner.
Ah. And did Henry send you out here?
He suggested I should come.
To see me?
No, to settle your son's estate. David appointed me his sole executor.
I see. These are troubled times in Serefa, Mr. Grant.
So it would seem.
I think it would be better, safer, if you spent the night at my house.
You think I need protection?
There's little I can guarantee these days, Mr. Grant, but I can guarantee that. You'll be quite safe at my house.
Thank you.
Come along. It's not far. Was that Entwistle you were with just now?
Yes.
How did you come to be with him?
It's a long story. We're in the border area, and let's just say I was left in his care by Sir Philip Gord.
Philip Gord? I didn't know he was out here.
Yes.
Why? Why would Philip come back at this precise moment?
Some sort of tour.
Entwistle was drilling on the Had border?
Yes.
Was it Gord who ordered that?
Not as far as I know.
Aircut, then? Was it Aircut?
I don't know.
Then what in God's name was the man doing there?
He was checking out some surveys that your son had made.
He had no right. No damned right at all.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's not your fault. You couldn't be expected to understand all the implications of what's happening here.
I know about the desperate need for water. I've just seen what happens when one of the channels dries up.
The fallage didn't dry up, Mr. Grant. It was blown up.
Blown up? You mean deliberately?
Abdul Zaid intends to destroy Serefa. The fallages have always been our Achilles heel.
But surely Serefa doesn't depend on one single channel.
It depends on water.
What is it?
The Shamal.
What?
There's a storm on the way.
How do you know?
The air. It's heavy. The smells of the desert. Yes, it'll be here before morning. Then perhaps you will understand.
Understand what?
The desert, Mr. Grant. When the Shamal blows, the sand floods in like a tidal wave over the date gardens. And when the Shamal is passed, another part of the oasis is lost to the desert. Mr. Grant, the only thing that stands between Serefa and total erosion is a desert shrub called a camel thorn. It acts like a breakwater.
Ah.
Years ago, Serefa was surrounded by camel thorn. Now, it's dying for lack of water.
But there's still some water coming through, surely?
Not enough, Mr. Grant. Once there were 100 or more phalanges bringing water from the mountains. Now, there are 7.
And one of those put out of action tonight?
Yes. It's a disaster. For Serefa.
Can't it be repaired?
In the 14 years that Mahmud has been sheikh, he's been able to restore only one phalaj. It took 2 years and it cost a fortune. If Serefa is to survive, we need dozens of new phalages, not just one.
So you need to find oil to pay for them?
Yes, and soon, or it'll be too late.
Wasn't that why David was prospecting on the Had border?
And why Amir Abdul Zaid bin Sultan of Had has laid claim to the border. And whatever suspicions he had, they've just been confirmed by that idiot Entwistle.
But Entwistle drew a blank. He told me himself.
Abdul Zaid doesn't know that, and if he did, he wouldn't believe it. Not now.
What will happen, do you think?
Serefa will lose her phalages, one by one.
Surely something can be done to protect them.
How, Mr. Grant? How can a few score men guard mile after mile?
What on earth?
Get out of the way, Grant. Over by the wall.
What?
Cover your head, man. Your eyes, your mouth. Cover
God, I've got a mouthful of
spam. I did warn you to cover up.
What was all that about?
Some of the sheriff's men, Mr. Grant.
I gathered that, but why are they all in such an almighty hurry?
They're going to war, Mr. Grant.
War?
They're going to search out the Emir's men to match their ancient Lee Enfields with Abdul Zaid's brand new Kalashnikovs. And those that don't come back will have that fool Entwistle to thank.
And not David?
Yes. Perhaps my son, too.
That was part 3 of The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grant. Also featuring Bernard Horsfall as Colonel Whittaker, Gerard Green as Sir Philip Gord, Raad Rawi as Prince Khalid, Farooq El-Demadash as Sheikh Mahmood, Jeffrey Hinslip as Jack Entwistle, George Rubicek as Otto Smith, Ali Rafai as the Sheikh's Messenger, and Mohammed Sultan as the Palace Guard. Produced by John Fawcett Wilson.